can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, we're back live out of Alaska. This is Ralph Kermit Winterbrod II, coming to you with the Ralph Winterbrod Show. And is our caller still there or not?
I'm still here. A perfect song for what we're talking about. Perfect song.
It is. Yep, I agree.
Yes.
Anyway.
My question is, how much more insanity are we going to put up with? Because this is crazy.
I know. I don't know what to tell you. You know, I go back to Jose, my people die for a lack of knowledge. I go to Revelations, the eyes and ears are closed. And I don't know, but some people are waking up. But it's not easy. But it takes cojones to fight. Because, see, you got to be willing to lose everything.
And I am. Really I'm there.
You just really do. Because these people are mean. I'm telling you, I've fought them. I lost about $2 million business over these Department of Defense people. These people, I had no clue back then when I lost my business. But I wouldn't change a thing. I exposed the Gulf War Syndrome, funded the first movie for with Joyce Riley. She's now deceased, but she helped thousands of veterans, and it was worth every bit of it. The thing that was scary is that when I rented the UAA auditorium and seats 900 and some people, I give certified copies of this stuff. Our government was involved in the Gulf War Syndrome, and they wouldn't give our troops doxycycline. And so there was one country walked away, France. I don't know why they did their, why they gave their troops that. But anyway, I brought up a guy out of Arizona. He was over there at Camisea, but they blew up 10 square miles of biologicals and all this stuff, and they exposed our troops to it. He got it, his wife got it, three kids, dogs got it, and the dogs died. And they said, oh, it's mental. I flew up a doctor out of Oklahoma. His wife got it because you can get it through sweat and stuff. She died, and these damn, there was only 20 out of 60 of these stupid, arrogant senators and representatives showed up, and they didn't stay for the whole time. But what was the most scary out of this, I didn't know these people even existed. They come out of the woodwork. They take a Vitasim as something that really helps them. But anyway, Joyce Riley said, you're not going to believe this. So we had a guy that documented Gulf War Syndrome. We went over to the blood bank, and he said, hey, I want to donate blood, and I have the Gulf War Syndrome. They said, well, we're not tested for that. They were knowingly contaminating our blood system. I couldn't believe it. Wow. I witnessed it with Joyce Riley. I said, what the heck is going on in my country?
Yeah,
I worked I don't know if you, Nancy Schaefer.
Rings a bell.
Well, she's out of Georgia. I was doing research for her behind the scenes. I was giving her the stuff on the how the judges have a contract. They're called the cooperative agreements with the child kidnappers, child slavers, whatever you call them, CPS or whatever they are. They have contracts for performance for the judges. But she was tracking down trafficking and stuff that was going out of Florida. And next thing I know, she ends up dead. And supposedly her husband killed her and he committed suicide. And the other people that I had said, the troopers and investigators said, went, wink, wink. Oh, it was just a suicide thing. No big deal. But she was really into the trafficking and doing all that. She had some real cojones, I'm telling you. But they went and killed her. That's what happens when you get too close. They just kill you.
Yes, and I'm afraid the state that I live in, this is what's happening, and they're covering it up. They're completely covering it up. Other crimes? Come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, all I can tell you is I hope they get those judges, because you see, in Alaska, we have no state. We're not one of the several states. Our complete judiciary, there's not one person has an oath of office as a public officer. There's not one ever has a civil commission. We got the state even to admit it. They changed the name of the courts to, the Alaska Bar changed the name of the courts. And what we have in Alaska, and this is a fact, all we have is a bar member in a black robe sitting up there, which they call judge, being run
yep.
by the rules of court, and they actually put in the civil and criminal rules like they do the federal, that their rules, if the legislature enacts anything against the rule of court, they have to have a two-thirds majority, or they have to say, the legislature has to say, hey, we're going against the rule of court. They have an automatic veto. By the rules of court. It's civil and criminal.
Yep.
You can't make this stuff up. And everybody goes, well, I don't see a problem with that. Well, sheesh.
Yeah, there's with this whole judge thing and this whole, like the black robes and everything. I don't know if anybody's ever looked into it, but look into the cult of El, or Saturn, the cult of Saturn, and you will find out that our whole system is run under this whole thing, the L-E-L, like we elect our people, you know, things like that. It's all around the word E-L. I mean, it's satanic. It's the cult of Saturn or the cult of
El. I don't know about that, but what I tell you, what I did research out, and they've taken it out, is called the American Inns, I-N-N-S, American Inns of Court. They're in Alaska. We had somebody from our meeting go to it. And they used to have a home page back in the 90s that listed all the judges and everybody that's tied into it. And it was openly there proven that they were tied into the, into England, into their, lawyer system over there. They printed it on the internet. But now you go to their home page, there's nothing there. It's all scrunched down to where we don't get to see nothing now, but it's called the American Inns, I-N-N-S, of Court. And that's a fact.
Sweet. Well, okay. Thank you for your time, sir. And I'm just trying to bring awareness to what's happening here in West Virginia.
Well, all I can say is, hang them high.
You have a great day, sir.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to this federal income tax. We have to be able to prove these things, but we also have to be able to understand it. And that's one of the things, without Westlaw, or Lexis maybe probably too, but Westlaw is better for, Lexis is better for social nonsense. I could give a whatever. But what they do is, in the 1939 Public Salary Act, and by the way, I have an IRS list. It's a $250 postal money order. I got to start pushing on people to donate here so I can stay afloat a year. And if you can't, you just email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. That's irs@alaskaminuteman.com. Just say I can't afford it, and just tell me why, and I'll add you. This information needs to get out because we need to have the knowledge and the wisdom to use it, because we're up against a formidable principalities of evil. They're in control down here right now. And so we need the thing is, the facts are there. The stuff is there. It's just hard to find, but it's always there. But anyway, in this Senate report, 112, February 24th, 1939, the federal employees agree, Congress says, we will agree for our federal employees to pay state income tax. And the state employees will agree to pay federal income tax. And they actually call it federal income tax. Federal income tax. Okay? This is a great read. There's a lot more stuff that I don't have time to cover in here. But what's really important, let me get down here to the page that is just an absolute killer, which I put, by the way, in this habeas corpus we did for that still stands unanswered. What they did, they talk about federal income tax in this, but they also talk about a Supreme Court case. Let me find it here. It's Helvering versus Gerhart, which I would probably not have found without this thing to show me to point it to it. But this is on page 14. It should be noted, included in the classes of employees to whom the commissioner may give relief under this section will be the employees of the type involved in the case of Helvering versus Thrill. That's 303 U.S. 218. Since the decision in the Gerhart case clarified and restated, the basis for the liability of such persons for federal income tax. Federal income tax. It's clarified and restated in a Supreme Court case. So let me go over here and give you the site of that. That was in the habeas corpus. Let me find it here. It's 304 U.S. 405. 304 U.S. 405 is page 418, and it goes into footnote 16, where it lists it all out. So federal income tax is not a law of the United States. It's where the federal employees said, Congress said, we will allow our federal employees to pay state income tax, and the state income tax will pay federal income tax as long as it doesn't, there's no discrimination. That's the key, too. As long as there's no discrimination. Isn't that just really sweet? So it's all by agreement. They signed up for it, and it's called federal income tax. And it's strictly for the federal employees. There's one other place it shows up, which I'm going to get to, federal income tax. But let me read it. We've got a caller. Hold on just a minute here. Let me read down through this while I finish this. It was clarified, and it goes down to, and it says, the following classes of taxpayers have been held subject to federal income tax in spite of its economic burden, let's say notwithstanding, on the state. Those who derive income or profits from the performance of state functions as independent engineering contractors. Those engaged in lessees of state in producing oil from state lands, the royalties of which payable to the state are devoted to public purposes. Similarly, federal taxation of property transferred at death to a state or one of its municipalities. A federal tax on the transportation of merchandise in performance of a contract to sell or deliver it to a county. A federal excise tax on corporations measured by income, including interest received from state bonds. That's it. Is that you or me? It's by contract. That's it. That's called federal income tax. Is the form that you fill out called a federal income tax form? No, it's called an individual income tax. Individuals of citizens of the United States, income tax, which we'll get to, comes strictly out of the Buck Act. Let's go ahead and take our caller here first. But it's federal income tax, and that's what they went after McAlpine with on the search warrant. But guess what? When he got under 7201, it's not there. 7201 in Title 26 does not do federal income tax. Unbelievable. Jeff in Michigan, question, comment. Jeff? Oh, he dropped off? Okay, well, Jeff, you want to... You got a question or comment, call back, and we'll take you. I want to finish my thought process there, because if I stop, I sometimes forget to finish my thoughts. Old age and all that. I'm 76, and I'm getting ornerier every day. I went in and had my blood pressure checked, 117 over 72, and my pulse was 62. I am still right up there ready to rock and roll. So federal income tax is under the Public Salary Act of 1939. And it's clarified by the Supreme Court. And I got to believe the Supreme Court, last time I checked, we're supposed to listen to the holdings in the Supreme Court, aren't we? They charged him with an indictment of 7201 under Title 26. Another one of the games that they play, one of many, because there's so many things to this, we have to learn to read. If you're going to charge somebody with a statute, shouldn't you quote the statute? Wouldn't you think? Well, that's not what they did in McAlpine's case. Why? Because they can't. They never do. The devil is in the details. So let's get down here and say 70. Let's go down here and look. See, they always, what they do is, the con is, you got gross income, you got a bank account, so what? Is everything that I do taxable in their world under the Buck Act? Yes. That is not in Title 26. That is in Title 4, 105 through 110. It is not in Title 26. Not there. So they just say, well, you got money and you got this, you got that, and you file a return, so therefore you're guilty by whatevers. Really? Is that the way this works? I don't think so. Unbelievable. So let's go up here and look and see here. Willfully attempted to evade or defeat payment of income tax due and owing by him to the United States of America. Whoa, 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 whoa. Did they step into the quicksand there? Number one, income tax and United States of America? Oh, who the heck is United States of America? You see, that's on the top of the indictment. They're the plaintiff. I put it in the public record. I got 110 cases that I found so far out of Westlaw. Sovereign body politic. Boy, that's really not going to go well with the 10th Amendment. And who is the sovereign body politic? Of course, since the Constitution of the United States no longer has either one of the parties there, because we, the people, don't know who in the heck we are. There's nobody home. Can't have a constitution unless there's somebody there. Got to be a citizen of one of the several states, and we also have to have the legislatures have representation of the several states. That's all gone right now. We can change our status. How? You have a political status. You and I have a political status, political rights. We have our citizenship, and we have allegiance. And what they tried to pull on him, McAlpine, and what they tried to pull on Rappert, oh, you're not a citizen of the United States, and you're trying to expatriate and all that other. No, no, we got to wait around this whole thing. Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, well, we're back here, and what did they just do? Willfully attempted to evade and defeat payment of income tax due and owing by him to the United States of America. Talk about such, whoa, who is United States of America? A sovereign body politic, Congress, actually, because, see, we don't have any standing, so we're back to the Articles of Confederation. That's my best guess. And that puts Congress in charge. But, of course, they can't reach us, you and me. We have 12 organic amendments in the Constitution of the United States, 1 through 12. You start with the 13th up, they're all articles. Look at the end of them. They call them articles. They don't even call them amendments. And I've got the research done. This is out of a slaughterhouse and a whole bunch of cases, Supreme Court. Saying the citizen of the United States is strictly to oversee the states, that they can't make state law or state actors, but they can't reach you and me, citizens of the several states. But the question is, how do I, when they come up and say, oh, well, you're trying to expatriate. Yeah, really? Well, guess what, Bubba? This is the way it's done. I have a status, and I got to get it redone because I've got so much more information that I want to make it so we don't have to keep refiling those. You have to put it into the public record that you are a citizen of whatever state you're domiciled in. You have to have your allegiance in there to the United States. And you want to exercise your political rights as a qualified elector. So there's political rights, which... Citizen of the United States doesn't have any. He has no domicile. He has no God. He has no soul. He's just like the Wizard of Oz. Like the Tin Man. No brain, no nothing. They just made him up. They did that in 1866. So he'd have the same rights as white citizens. That ought to piss somebody off. That was for the blacks. 1866. You can find it still in the United States Code. It's in 42, United States Code, 1981 and 1982 and 1988. 1982 is released. 42, USC, 1982. Well, look it up. Same rights as white citizens. Really? Do you think we might have a problem here with something that's not kosher? Then in 1868, they turned our citizenship upside down. Because we started off with inalienable rights for the Creator on the land. Then we went to the citizens of one of the several states. Then we went to allegiance to the United States. They turned it upside down. I got a book on this, too. We started off, it's so much easier to control the population and put them on the plantation. If everybody just has a national citizenship, totally under the plenary power of Congress, we don't need none of that law of the land, the Creator, none of that stuff. We don't need them political rights. We'll just have Congress be in control of everything, and they won't even figure it out. And we'll even get them to believe it, and they'll sign up for it. And we've been doing it. I've been doing it. I've done it many times. You have too. You can't exist in this country without having done it. I guarantee you. I don't care who you say you are. So how do we distinguish ourselves from the land of Babylon or whatever you want to call it? You do your political status, your citizenship, allegiance, put it into the public record. Because you see, under civil rights, public records are good under civil rights and the law of nations. That's what they're using against us, by the way. So what you do is you put it into the public record. You get certified copies, and those are self-authenticating, by the way, if it's in the public record under Evidence Rule 901, number 7. So I am a citizen of Alaska. And if y'all think I'm not, under 18 U.S.C. 911, that's a crime. That's a felony if I claim I am and I can't prove it. Well, I can't prove I am one. I can prove I'm not. But we have to also be able to defeat. Oh, well, then if you're a citizen of the United States, you're trying to expatriate. Really? We'll see. Oh, they say, well, you got a passport. So therefore, we'll get your passport revoked. Do you ever read your passport, Bubba? Open up the passport and look on the second page. See what it says. Citizen or national of the United States. I'll back it a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, well, we're back here, and how do we defend against this? How do we come out of Babylon? And we're not going to overthrow Babylon. It's here, folks. We just have to stand the fight, educate people. But you get around and you file your status into a public record as a citizen of Alaska or citizen of Texas. You're exercising your political rights. You want to be a qualified elector of one of the several states. You owe your allegiance to the United States. And it's self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, number 7. That's a public record. We use the public records against them. They use them against us, so let's use them against them. Then, oh, well, the next thing they will come up and they say, oh, well, you're trying to. I've seen this now twice. Well, you're trying to. You expatriate. We need to get around. Do you have a passport? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a passport. Yeah. Well, see, I would love to say this. Then you say, well, sir, I got a passport. And you think that the passport, well, let's see, on this next page here, it says they're supposed to give passage to a citizen / national of the United States. Sir, and be you being an attorney, I'm sure you're well versed in the law. Let me read you the definition, the term, national of the United States. That's in quotation marks. Means a citizen of the United States, that's a slave, or... Not or now. That means you got to be one or the other now, right? You're a smart guy. A person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. That's me. Now, that was passed by Congress as a law of the United States. And I presume it seems quite an unambiguous statute. And your point is, sir, You want to take my passport? I'm a national of the United States. I'm not a citizen of the United States. The passport has to be constitutional. Everything is, there's always the constitutional stuff buried there. But you have to be able to find it, the truth. You have to look for it. It's right there. I'm a national of the United States. Absolutely. I owe permanent allegiance, but I am domiciled, even though Alaska's not. I am domiciled in Alaska. Allegedly one of the several states. I have a domicile. Now, if you go, this is an 8 U.S.C. 1101, 23, or 22B. But you want to be real careful, because you see, they got all kinds of traps for stuff buried in these definitions that you can't use. It's like a Indiana Jones movie. You go look at the definition of, let's go down and look at the definition of state. This is an 8 U.S.C. 1101. 36. The term state includes, so it has to be like kind, District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, the Virgin Islands of the United States, and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. You see several states in there? I had somebody out of Florida send me a good case. Let me bring that up here. But it's been plain English again. Plain English is really good. This case is Pollard versus Hagen, P-O-L-L-A-R-D versus H-A-G-A-N. And this is 44 U.S. 212, 44 U.S. 212, 1845. And they're talking about the municipal powers, the right of sovereignty within these several states. And it says right here, and if an express stipulation has been inserted in the agreement granting municipal right of sovereignty and eminent domain to the United States, such stipulation would have been void and inoperative. The United States have no constitutional capacity to exercise municipal jurisdiction, that's what a state of the United States is, sovereignty, or eminent domain within the limits of a state or elsewhere, except in the cases which is expressly granted. And it goes on and clarifies, within the District of Columbia and other places purchased and used for the purposes named above, forts, arsenals, needful buildings, and all that stuff, the national and municipal powers of government of every description are united in the government of the Union. And these are the only cases within the United States in which all powers of government are united in a single government. That's called plenary powers, another word for it. Except in the cases already mentioned in the temporary territorial governments where there is a local government exists. That's very clear. Municipal powers, the plenary power, only exists in the District of Columbia, territories and possessions, and forts, arsenals, needful buildings. So how can you define a state to include the District of Columbia with anything? You can't. Because that means there's no several states. That's what's confusing the people. Within the several states, these are sovereign countries, just like in Europe supposed to be, joined together in the Union of States. Each has its own constitution. Each has its own political rights. Each has its own laws. And we owe permanent allegiance to the United States. And somebody wants to bring up this thing, oh, you want to expatriate? No. I'm a national of the United States. Just right here on my passport. It says I owe permanent allegiance, and I'm not a citizen of the United States. And your point is, sir? Duh. I'd like to pull that on one of these smart attorneys. It's there. That's a way to defend against it. You have to put it into the public record. Then it becomes self-authenticating. They have to have into the public record something else for somebody with sworn testimony. You tell me I'm not a citizen of Alaska. I got a driver's license that way. I went over and got one, and I changed it right there in front of her. She wouldn't do it. The other thing you have to do that I recommend doing, you don't have to, but it's a good thing to do, I changed the voter registration, and I put citizen of Alaska, and I put the public record on it, and I shoved it right in their face in Alaska. Oh, there's no problem, Ralph. You can just go ahead. Well, if I can register to vote as a qualified elector as a citizen of Alaska, why aren't we doing citizen of the United States? Because when you sign up to be a citizen of the United States, you're signing up for a benefit. You're signing up to go into the land of Oz. Because the states, ever since 1935, they forced them into the state plan. I got the state plan out of Alaska, and I got one out of North Carolina. Everything, they forced the states to surrender their sovereignty to be under a municipal type government under the United States. That happened in 1935. Plus, it's such a great thing because, you see, they did that with the Social Security Act. And in the legislative history, they explain what they're doing. Oh, guess what? This employer is coming under the excise taxes of the Constitution. So that makes it legal. It's an excise tax for this fictional citizen of the United States. It's a privilege to be a citizen of the United States employer. And, by the way, it's such a good deal because all you people are so poor during the Depression. Wouldn't you want to have unemployment insurance? Well, that sounds like a good deal to me. And then, by the way, did we tell you that money we take out for your, quote, retirement is called a federal income tax? Oh, we didn't tell you that part, did we? Don't tell. Doesn't say that in the Social Security Act. It sure does in the legislative history, though. So that's federal income tax. That, quote, retirement money that ain't even there because you guys have robbed the dang thing and God knows where it's went. Liars and thieves they be. This legislative history stuff is just amazing. It takes time to look up each one of these major acts and see, they tell us what they're doing to us. But they don't, they lie to us in the act, and they don't publish this stuff, this legislative history, unless you have Westlaw. You're going to go down to the law library and look all this stuff up. You wouldn't live long enough. That's why we have computers these days. That's what's making this knowledge really grow so quick. They always define states almost invariably to include the District of Columbia. The National Voter Registration Act is a state of the United States and the District of Columbia. Well, wait a minute. A state of the United States and the District of Columbia are totally different because guess what? District of Columbia, it says right here, is where you have total municipal powers united in one government. And that's what a state of the United States is. They're united in one government. Because the states, these states that we have today, they get us to sign up as a citizen of the United States. They're legislating for citizens of the United States as a municipal government underneath, technically, United States of America now, but under the United States. That's a fact. It's right there. So now we get to the next thing. If we get back to McAlpine's thing, not only is the United States of America, but they do an owing. Why didn't they just quote the statute? Why didn't they quote the statute? Because they can't. Due and owing means something, that something's already happened. And it's due and owing. We bypass what the statute says. What does the statute say? Why wouldn't we just quote it? I mean, I don't see the problem with quoting the statute if we're going to charge somebody with it, you think? Well, guess what it says? fee or any tax imposed by this. Imposed. There's got to be a statute imposed by this title. A known legal duty. There is none. The only known legal duties for, quote, income tax in Title 26 required to deduct and withhold is found in definition of withholding agent, 7701A16, which is under Subtitle A, by the way, because it defines individual income tax as only Subtitle A. There are five subtitles of tax in Title 26, and the only authority to be imposed is for non-resident aliens, 1441, foreign corporations, 1442, 1443 is foreign organizations, and 1461 is hold harmless clause. So how do they pull this off? You see, there's another kind of income tax. Income tax means the only place it is defined with means is where? The Buck Act. Let me pull that up here. Isn't that amazing? And that is in 4 U.S.C. 105 through 110, or 104, I think it's 105 through 110. So let me pull that up here. It actually says income tax means. It's defined. That's the only place where it says means. And that is in 4 U.S.C. 110. The term income tax means any tax levied on with respect to or measured by net income, and gross receipts. Because anything that's, they go over to Title 26, well, you got gross income. They forgot to tell you that it's under income tax, which is under the Buck Act. Well, how do they pull this off? Oh, let's see. The term state includes any territory or possession. Oh, really? Really? Then, by the way, in the legislative history, it's only for citizens of the United States, but then they do the other little part of it, which is really slick. The term federal area. We've had people talk about federal zones. The federal area means lands or premises held and acquired for or used by the United States or any department, establishment, or agency of the United States. I don't have a problem with that. And here comes the killer. Any federal area or any part of which is located within the exterior boundaries of any state shall be deemed to be a federal area located within such state. Oh, isn't that just special? Deemed to be in a federal area. But they're using the definition of state as territory and possession. Doesn't have anything to do with them, several states. We're deemed to be in a federal area, and then, because the Supreme Court ruled that income, they can't do anything. That was back in 1921 or somewhere along in there. It has only to do with the excise tax. They can't use the word income. So we have income tax means. So what they did is they receded because they can't use federal income tax because that's only between the state and federal employees, which they sign up for. We get around and say, oh, isn't this just lovely here? Because, you see, we can't have federal income tax, so we have an individual income tax, and we have receded it, which means we have passed it back to the states to collect on citizens of the United States an income tax. And we forward it to the feds. As a gift, by the way. They got the states doing their dirty work because the federal government can't use federal income tax, so they call it an individual income tax. Individual, citizen of the United States, income tax, which is under the Buck Act. And under the Buck Act, as a citizen of the United States, the courts then, these crazy unconstitutional courts, and everything you do is taxable. If you're a citizen of the United States. Now, you think this is a little confusing? God, I'd like to think it is. So we have an income tax that is in Title 26 for the foreigners, And we have another income tax in Title IV for the Buck Act, because you're a citizen of the United States, collected by the states. And then we have the 1939 Public Salary Act, where the state employees and the federal employees get together and say, hey, I'll pay your tax, you pay our tax, we all happy. And then we tie it in with the Social Security Act that says, oh, by the way, it's constitutional, because this unemployment is, I mean, who would go to work for a common law employer with no unemployment insurance and no retirement? I wouldn't. Would you?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, well, we're back here at Merton's. Saying McAlpine just doing owing, so there's no imposed at all. But see, any tax imposed by this title is only defined one place, in Mertens, M-E-R-T-E-N-S, which is the Bible for the, quote, federal income tax stuff. It's available on Westlaw if you pay extra. Any tax imposed by this title means the income tax. Well, let's see, we got income tax defined out of the Buck Act, and oh, by the way, next one here is the gift tax. Well, that's a subtitle B tax. Estate is a subtitle B tax. Admission tax, I don't know yet. Excise tax is another one. I started looking in Social Security and withholding tax, and holy geronimo, that goes clear back to the 19. You see, the Buck Act uses only 1939 code. Didn't use the latest stuff. And this goes back to the 1939 code. And it goes back to firearms and stuff. Oh, really? I said, what the heck? And then some of the 1939 code isn't even in until you get to the 1946 code book of the 1939 code that I happen to have access to find all this stuff. Yeah, the average person's not going to have this at their fingertips. Cannon, Fort Worth, go ahead, because we don't have too much time left here. Go ahead.
I went to the Sim Cannon trial here in Fort Worth, and one thing the prosecutor did, this is all about the 16th Amendment and the taxes, right? But he brings up some First Amendment stuff, magazine stuff. I said, wait a minute. Why did he bring up the First Amendment?
16th Amendment changed nothing. That's a lie.
He starts bringing up First Amendment things during that trial. Had nothing to do with it.
That's what they all do. There are so many things we can do if you get to the understanding of terms of listening. I went to, can't think of his name here. He's worked for Alyeska Pipeline here. I went to one day of his trial. I listened to these IRS people get up there and talk it. And they just lied through their teeth on all these different terms, and nobody said a word. Not a word.
Yeah.
It was a complete freaking... I am in the land of Oz, and I'm telling you how it is over here. Wait a minute here. Nobody said a peep, including his standby counsel and the prosecutor. They're just lying their tushes off. It's hard for me to sit there and see this when you start to see the lies. And they know. The judges, a lot of them know what's going on. And they allow it. Because just like this, any tax imposed, that means there's got to be a statute. Where is it? Wait a minute, we can't talk about the Buck Act because it says this title. They're in Title 26. Well, there's nothing there. But then the other way that they hide it, you see, there's five subtitles in Subtitle 26. A, B, C, D, and E. Well, C is employment. They hide it. It's called election by the employer. That translated, I've tracked it back, is called a W-4 form. They get you to sign up for it because they can't legally do it, so they can't constitutionally get you to say, well, you should check box 7, exempt. But, of course, then when you do, you don't know enough. How would you know enough to defend it? That's the constitutional side of this. What we got a W-4 is called election by the employer. And the employer, it is a privilege. They put this in the Social Security Act. It is a privilege to have individuals work for him. Absolutely. Because, you see, he is paying what's called a franchise tax. Or it's a privilege to be a citizen of the United States and the land of Oz to be an employer. And then I need people to work for me, so it's a privilege to have individuals called citizens of the United States be stupid enough to come and work for me, get around and donate for their retirement, and we call it a federal income tax, but we're not going to tell you that. Anyway, hope you found it interesting, God willing, and we will see you next Sunday. And watch out for the federales, because take my word for it, they are everywhere.
Good night, sweetheart.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com.